Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, look, guys, real quick, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. There it is, right there on your screen, guys. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, Nicole, how you doing, girl? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, this show has been on for 3 years, and it is being heard in places all around the globe. I'm not kidding you guys. Places like Portugal and Canada, Spain and Mexico, places like Guatemala, South Africa. I haven't even been to these places, and TMG is there. I'm so glad. Guys, the other day, I was looking at some information on the show, and on one of the streaming platforms, it had some information about TMG. I just want to share this with you really quick. It had TMG listed, I kid you not, with their data, as listed as in the top 3% podcast out of 3 million in the world. Isn't that crazy? Man, it blew my mind. I am not crazy, man. I'm so excited. Listen, if this is your first time tuning in, your first time being here, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And maybe, just maybe, you said, Travis, man, I've been listening to your show for the 3 years that you've been streaming. If you have, thank you so much for tuning in. And it doesn't matter whether you found us by accident or someone told you. Either way, I am glad that you are here today. It's because of you that we're here. Guys, listen, you know how we do this. Everybody that's been listening to the show knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show, guys, drop us a line with the email that's right there on your screen. It's TELMeSomething21@gmail.com. He said, Travis, man, I know someone who has an interesting story, but I don't want to come on the show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay, man. Drop us their information, and we'll get in contact with them. And you can remain anonymous if you'd like. There you go. How about that? Guys, I'm so excited to have my guest here tonight. They're really great friends, they're fellow podcasters, and I've learned a lot from these gentlemen. Guys, before I bring them on, you know I got to play some important information from a couple of our affiliate sponsors. Sit back, relax, and watch it, because TMG is streaming!
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you could spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is right there, guys. Please use the special link that's in the chat. And God, listen, I know holiday season's coming up, and you may be wondering, where can you go to get a good gift for that very special person that you've been thinking about on your list? Where can I go? Guys, visit one of our sponsors, Walmart and Amazon. Use the special links, guys. It's Thursday. It's TMG, and we're streaming. And I got special guests tonight, guys, that you're going to absolutely love. They're not strangers to the show. They've been on here before, guys. They both host a weekly episodic podcast, guys, called Trash Talk. And they talk about everything. I know you would think they're trashing people, but they're not. Guys, they talk about life. They talk about politics. They talk about health. They talk about movies. They talk about a lot of great things. And I wanted to bring them back on the show because I love listening to the show. Guys, I'm going to bring them in. But before I do, guys, tonight's episode, if you did not catch it, it's called What's in the Bag? Yeah, What's in the Bag? Guys, in a world where we can access anything at the push of a button, it's kind of hard to imagine that there could be anything that could catch any of us by surprise. You could be where you are. I could be where I am. You could be in Portugal. And at the push of a button, you can see something. So it's kind of hard to imagine that there are still things that can still catch us by surprise. So what are some things that we relied on years ago that you were surprised to find out they're still around today? And that's what we're going to talk about. Guys, I'm going to bring in both of my special guests. Going to give a huge TMG welcome for Stuart Sachs and Brandon Novera. What's up, guys? How are you doing?
What's up? Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Travis, you got to come out of your shell one of these days.
I know. I'm too shy.
That's the shy guy show.
I'm way too shy. My wife tells me I need to be more like you guys and just, you know, just a little out more outgoing.
Just let it go. Let it go, man.
I mean, the way you attack your show and your microphone, I'm surprised that you don't have a cough medicine company as one of your sponsors.
I know. Well, with that Walmart, so you pretty much buy
it. Well, that's right. Yeah, you can go to Walmart or order it on Amazon.
Order from Amazon, from Whole Foods. Man, you guys bring that energy out of me. I tell everybody this, and they don't believe it. When I started this 3 years ago, we met through a mutual organization, Brandon. And 3 years ago, and it just took off. The friendship relationship just kind of took off. And these guys are in Texas. They're not even in Birmingham, Alabama. And we talk in text quite a bit online. And, man, these guys, they taught me a lot. I learned a lot. Again, I would say, I'm going to do this. And Brandon and Stu be like, I don't know about that, Travis. Don't do that. I wouldn't do that. So I learned a lot about podcasting. and about this world from these two individuals. So whatever I am, however I'm growing, I absolutely stand on the shoulders of these two giants to me, because they did help propel me and push me. And people say, man, your show is growing, Travis, your show is this. And I gave those numbers earlier, and that's true facts. I kid you, I didn't make it up. But I owe a lot of it to you guys, because you guys gave me a lot of insight, knowledge on how to do things and how to make this really work and grow. So kudos to both of you guys. So thank you a lot, guys. Thanks a lot.
We're all just trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's a
Brandon, is he talking about us?
I don't know. He's on the wrong show. I don't know. You know,
I had a couple of gummies before today.
this whole industry, you know, it changes daily and it changes weekly. And like, you can have an idea for your show and what direction you want it to go. And then all of a sudden, you know, you grow and you're like, well, maybe I need to turn this way. And it's not that you're changing who you are. Like, listen, I went back the other day and I was like, I'm going to go back and listen to some old episodes. And I went back and listened to some old episodes that I did. And I was like, yeah, that's rough. Like, how did I make it, you know, going on almost 4 years, 3.5 years now? So, you know, on that one show, and then Stuart and I doing our thing. But you change, and you, just like in life, you grow, you adapt, you have different views and opinions, and it's awesome. I love it. I love that community has, you know, grown, and we have kind of become one of those things where it's like, I'm just going to send a random message that has nothing to do with a podcast and just check in on these guys, you know?
He does, and, you know, man. He does.
And for me, you know, I think the one thing that Brandon and I have tried to bring to our audiences is the fact that we probably lean a little more toward the lighter side of life. There's so much that's hard to deal with in our lives from day to day. When we get to recording, there may be something that's really edgy that we will get into and discuss. But for the most part, we try to keep it lively, because that's the comments that we get. I mean, the people write back to us and just say, man, that was a great show. I was laughing. And just to know that for that 20 minutes or so, somebody, it brought a smile to somebody's face. I mean, that works a lot for me.
Yeah, agreed.
It your formula works really, really well for you guys, because you do address a lot of topics and you do keep it on a light side of things. But even when you're addressing serious topics, you guys, your personality mix and blends in it with it so well that you don't get lost in the seriousness of it. You know, you let your personality come through even on those serious topics, where it's kind of like, hey, that was actually a good point. You know, he was funny, but that was a good point that he made. So, guys, you got to listen to Trash Talk. They're going to tell you all about the show when we get closer to the end. But, guys, I got my guys on the show today, guys. I have Brandon Overa. I got Stuart Sachs. Lauren was here earlier giving shout out. So what's up, Lauren? That's Stuart's wife, man. She's hot. And where's Luke, man?
He is hopefully not sleeping. He's at his mom's right now. So Luke is out.
Okay.
You know I can't record with Luke here, man. Like, actually, it's funny, ironically enough, the last time the three of us were together on Trash Talk, Luke was here, and I had to give him strict instructions, like, dude, I need you to chill. I need you to go in your room. I need you to go on your iPad and chill. And you know what? I give him credit, man. He did a good job, you know?
When we do our shows, honestly, I'm more concerned about the cat than I am about Luke.
Dude, the cat is always attacking me. If I'm sitting down...
What are you doing to the cat, man?
Dude, I don't know. It's like he hears me talk. So if I'm sitting down at my desk doing the show, then he's jumping up on my lap. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to do it. Let me stand up. So if I stand up, because I talk with my hands, I got to move around. Then he's attacking my feet. He's looking at, and I'm literally, I've been on the show like kicking him, you know, like I'm punting this cat.
So, Brandon, you've done something to this cat. Stuart, he's done something to this cat. And this cat is getting his revenge.
Man, he's 13 years old. He just don't care, you know.
He's old and ornery at that point.
Yeah, he's like me, you know. And I get that. I respect that. But
he's like, I think the cat's looking for some FaceTime.
Probably.
Cat's like, at this point, is what it is, buddy. You're gonna get what you're gonna get.
I got a question to throw out to you guys.
What is it?
How come I'm the old guy on this show and I'm the only one with hair?
I've been shaving since I was a freshman, man. Look. I've been shaving my head since I was a freshman in high school. And then I stopped shaving it to grow it back out to see if I could. Probably, I don't remember how old. And I had a head of hair. And then I shaved it again because I was like, I hate hair. And now I can't grow it out. And I don't want to grow it out. Matter of fact, I wish this part, like I got to shave tomorrow. But I wish if y'all are watching at home, I got a little 5 o'clock shadow on my head. I wish it would go away. Like, I don't want any more. Like, just save me money on my razor, man.
Oh, man. Well, I don't have an excuse for it. I had a receding hairline, and my wife said, cut it.
Yeah, what's the point?
Just cut it.
But you know what, Stuart? We can use Venmo, and we're aware that people don't write to us.
Don't do it. That's an inside joke. We're not
going to go there.
Right.
Oh, wait. Guys, tonight's episode is called What's in the Bag?
Yeah.
And I came up with that episode because I began to think about how the world has evolved and how the world has changed. And as the world has changed, a lot of things are different now, and we begin to look at things differently. And a lot of things that we looked at previously or relied on or depended on, I come to find out that some of those things are still in that bag. And that it's hard to imagine that, you know, as they are developing AI, as we're speaking right now, how they're developing AI and how technology is developing, it's hard to imagine that anything on this planet could surprise us. And so I said, well, what in the world could still be in that bag that we used to rely on? We would say it's old fashioned if we look at it now, or old timey. Sure. And there's still some things that we still rely on that are still in that bag. And, you know, with computers, we can push the computer, turn on the computer, push the button, and we're in China, we're in Portugal, we're in Spain, we're in Canada. At the push of a button, used to be a long distance call would cost you money. Now your cell phone can make a long distance call and no problem. Guys, I'm going to start up with either one of you want to start with that topic. What are some things that you find that today that we depended on years ago? It could be 5 years ago, 20 years ago, doesn't matter. That you find that you're still surprised to see that we still can depend on it today?
Well, I say, you know what? I think one of the biggest obvious things to me is coal. Let's look at that. Like, we know what the world is doing right now or trying to do. But let's look at everything that coal does. Look at what it brings. Look at the trains. When you see a train, what is it carrying? The fact that trains are
coal
is crazy to me.
Trains.
Like, give me a break. But they are hauling coal across the country still. Maybe it's not as much as it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. Sure.
Right.
But it's still pretty up there. And that's amazing to me.
It's crazy that we still depending on fossil fuels.
I think that's crazy. And I don't, you know what the thing is too? And I don't want to get in this debate, but it's not going to go away in our lifetime. It's not.
I don't think so either. Because it's too much money to be had on it. Yes. And I do like the fact that it does supply people with employment and jobs. I'm down for all of that.
Sure.
I'm just surprised that as a country, as a world, we still depend on things like fossil fuels. In the 50s and 40s, I was just looking at a video not too long ago, 1910, 1920, people depended on coal to heat their homes and for their stoves and for things like that. You know, I remember my grandmother would tell me they went to school and they had a coal oven. They would put coal in the oven to heat the schoolroom. What about you, Stuart?
That's crazy.
Well, you're talking about the fossil fuels. If nothing else, with all of this trend towards electric cars and batteries and everything, you always have to have a backup plan and all. And that's where I think, you know, the coal will always be that backup plan. because when other things start to fail, you have to rely on the old fashioned ways to get things done. You know, you mentioned coal. Ice is another thing that's in that same category. We used to go out and get blocks of ice to put in an ice box to keep things cold. Today, you're still getting your ice cubes out of your refrigerator. You're still making ice for a variety of reasons. So it's something, it ain't going to go away. It's just we finding new ways to do it faster and better. But still, you want to have a good time sometime. Go someplace where they got a block of ice and watch what kids can do with a block of ice. Or go to the zoo. They throw a block of ice into the bear cage, and they go crazy with a block of ice.
Well, think about it too. Like when you go overseas, like when I went to Ireland, ice is not a thing. I mean, it's there, but it's not a thing.
Yeah.
You don't get ice in your water. You know, you just get your water. You know,
right.
There's a lot of bars and pubs I went to. I mean, I didn't really drink a lot of water then, but, you know, every now and then you got to hydrate. And I remember, you know, getting my glass of water. Number one, it's not nearly as big as what we do when we go out to the restaurants now. It's a nice, thin glass, small. There's no ice in it. No ice in it at all. And, you know, over there, it's, in the hotels and stuff like that, it's a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
But here, could you imagine going to a restaurant where they don't get, especially in Texas or even where you're at, man?
In Alabama. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're in Bama, dude. It ain't exactly cold there, you know?
You got to have ice and water.
You got to because we're drinking hot water, you know?
We used to get our water out of the faucet. You know,
get it
out of a glass of water. You get a glass, you open up the faucet, you get a glass of water. Now, you know, we buy it in plastic.
In plastic packs.
You know, which I still have a hard time with that. Or when you go to a sporting event and they want for a 12-ounce plastic bottle of water, that's $6.
$6.
And I'm thinking, water? Come on.
But you pay for it.
You know.
You'll pay for it. You'll buy it.
Look, when we were kids, where did we drink our water from?
Out the hose.
The garden hose.
Absolutely.
The garden hose.
Stewart got his out of the well in the backyard. They went out there, little drop house on the prairie side.
No, we used to have, we walked up to the mountain with the yoke and the buckets and everything, and we would get it and bring it back home.
I like this.
Yeah.
We got enough water for the night.
We're good for now. I'm just surprised, though. Those are things that we depended on, and it just looks so different now. So when we're talking about things in the bag, it just surprises me that those things that we depend on look so different. We were talking before the show, and I dropped this nugget, and you guys looked at me like I was crazy. Okay, so I remember, everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening, if you're listening right now, whether you're at work, you're at home, you got the kids, so wherever you're listening to the show right now, whatever part of the world you're listening to the show, I know, and put this in chat, guys, I know you remember that there was a time when you called a company, you got a human being. Wow. You got a customer service person. I am still surprised that there are still customer service personnel working for companies. And I do this for a living. And I'm going to be honest with you. I am still surprised that that is something that we relied upon that is still being used today. I'm surprised it's still in the bag.
And they try. I will tell you, there's certain companies, I'm not going to say who they are, but there's certain companies that will try their hardest to not get you to somebody.
Oh,
from,
man.
Options on, you know, press 1, press 2, press 3. Then if you go online to even look how to contact them,
yep,
it's impossible to, like, would you like a virtual chat? Would you like an
email? Yes.
They want to do everything to avoid you talking to a human being. And then, unfortunately, there's a flip side of it. If you do get a human being, 9 times out of 10 or 8 times out of 10, it's just not somebody that's going to relate to you. I'm trying to be PC because
this is
not my show. If this was my show, I would say what I want to say. And I might be saying it anyway. Look, I'm getting somebody who isn't even in this country, who isn't even in the next country, who isn't in the next country, who's talking to me under a bamboo tent, trying to sit there and I'm not even mad at them that they like, good for them for making money. Like, you know, hey, take the job. But dude, we are not jiving. You're just reading an index card.
Reading that script.
How can I help you? Well, I just explained it for 30 minutes. I'm not going to repeat myself. And I feel bad because here I am getting mad at this poor dude. Well, he's getting coconuts thrown at him, you know?
Or you ask a question and interrupt the script.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whoa. Glitch in the matrix.
Right.
In the matrix. Yeah. But that's
I think
since COVID, in my opinion, the companies that have gone back and looked at how they operated prior to COVID and how they needed to survive post-COVID, the ones that have done it right have gone back to the basics. They've gone back to people, to connections. And I think that's one of those old things, old school mentalities, that's going to get these companies to the next level.
Absolutely.
Well, or my favorite one is when, like Brandon said, you go through all the prompts. You know, first of all, if you have a question for us, go to our website, www.askaquestion.com. And then, you know, and you're going through all of that. But then they give you the 8 or 9 or 10 different choices. And then the last one is always, to hear these choices again, push number 9. And you go through the whole thing. You finally, or stay on the line. Now you stay on the line and it switches you over to customer service. And then all of a sudden you get Brandon's friend, who is probably from the other side of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Who says, I'm not at my desk right now, but if you leave a message, I'll try and get back to you.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, what desk? You don't have a desk.
You're not at it. I know you're remote. I know you're at home right now.
Right. I know you're there.
I can hear the TV in the background.
So customer service may be around, but boy, it certainly has changed. Because I mean, I remember when you used to call the bank or whatever. Not only did you talk to a real person, but you've probably been talking to that real person for the last 5 or 10 years.
Absolutely.
And so you'd say, "Hi, Sarah. How you doing? How the kids doing? You know, did your son get over the whooping cough?"
Exactly.
So, you know, you had a conversation, you knew people that way. Today, you don't know a soul.
And then
when you call back the next time, you say, is Natalie there?
Yep.
I got another question. No, can I help you? Okay, now I got to go through the whole thing again.
All over again.
Yeah, because Natalie is off on a break.
Natalie stepped away to get some coffee. That brings up another point, guys. Before I bring that point up, I got to say this. Guys, if you look behind me, I have my hope screen. And I call this my hope screen, guys, because October is also known as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And a lot of individuals have been suffering from breast cancer. And whether you guys, whether people know it or not, each year in the United States, about 240,000 cases of breast cancer are diagnosed in women and about 2,100 in men. That's right, men also. About 42,000 women and 500 men in the U.S. die each year from breast cancer. Black women, guys, have a higher rate of death from breast cancer than all other women. Please, if you're listening to this show, guys, know for yourself, get yourself checked out today. That brought up another interesting point, Stuart. You talked about how you could call a certain business, maybe a bank or whoever it was, and speak to that same person. Another thing I find, and be honest, I find that's still in the bag. That surprises me, that there are some lasting business relationships like that. Given that things are online, I'm surprised that sometimes you can still call and get that same individual that you talked to. And you'd be like, is this a recording? I can't believe I got you again. People will call my job and they say, can I speak? And I would answer the phone and they'd be shocked to hear me again. I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere. But they're so used to not getting that same person. So another thing that surprises me that is still in the bag that we depended on, back in the days of the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, people depended on people's word. They depended on your word. And I'm surprised that that is still in the bag, that it counts for something nowadays.
It does. I don't know if it's as high as it used to.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you know, it means something to me, you know, and sometimes we can't keep our word. Sometimes we can't. We try, and sometimes maybe outside circumstances. But I think how we rectify that is we own that, you know, we own that.
Exactly.
And I've had... Take it from me. I've had to own so much in my life. So, you know, but it is important. And again, I go back to, I think if businesses, people, relationships, whatever are going to survive, it is relying on word and having that one-on-one connection. It's about people. It's not about numbers, you know.
Absolutely.
And I believe
Lauren and I were.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mama Papa operators for 40 years. We ran our shops, and we were in the shop every day. That's what's missing today, is going into a store and all, and the owner is absent. You know, there's somebody that's sitting there on their cell phone, and they'll do you need anything? Oh, okay, well, if you need help,
let
just
me
call
know.
Me. Yeah, and that is missing today, is the smaller Mama Papa operations. Lauren and I will go out of our way to shop in independently owned and operated businesses.
Right.
And frankly, I urge everybody, we do it on our shows, and Travis, you can relate to this too, is just get in the car and go to a small town that's outside the major cities.
Correct.
Where they've got that little square, and there's, you know, maybe 30 exactly. businesses around that square. And the owner is in those shops, and you will get such service.
Best,
and you'll get
in
answers
the world.
To your questions. And it exists. It's shrinking, but it still exists. Just, you got to get out of the major malls, and you got to get out of the major
Correct.
Urban environments and go out there and seek that. And you will find, you'll probably find prices just as good as if you go online to order your goods.
Absolutely.
And they made it real easy now. Just order it, and if it doesn't fit, just ship it back.
Ship it back.
And all, man, the experience of going into a shop and sitting down, trying something on, having somebody say to you, honestly, that doesn't look too bad, but I got a couple of other things I
in
want
the
you
back,
to try
yeah,
out.
Yeah, let me go in the back and get something else I think that might look good on you.
And how many times have you walked out a satisfied customer with something that you never thought you would ever pick up off the rack and try on?
You're so
that's,
right,
and
man.
That's a great feeling to do that.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking about, too, when you talked about this, is lighthouses.
Ooh.
Lighthouses are amazing to me. I just watched a whole thing on them, like, recently. And one in particular, of course, I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's in a place that you don't want to be. It's beautiful. It's been there for years, and they pay somebody almost like $1 million to live there for 365.
Jeez.
And you're out there. And first off, I'm like, well, $1 million, you know, I'm like in a different world. If I didn't have kids, I'm like, put me out there. Cause you know, do I have Wi-Fi? Can I like, can I, if not, can I bring my DVDs? I'll bring DVDs, you know.
But, watch something.
Yeah, I just sit there and sleep, watch something and eat, because I'm thinking, like, you live there a year and you've got supplies, but we know what a lighthouse is. Like, where are you going to put all this stuff, you know? And they talk about, they don't get many visitors, obviously, and they're where they're located, yeah, one day it can be peaceful and you can fish right off the edge, you know?
Yep.
The other day, the waves are coming over the lighthouse. It was amazing to watch, but I thought about it, and I'm like, why do we even need it still? In this day and age, with our technology and how we see things, why do we need somebody to make sure that light is on? It's not like that ocean and those rocks have just formed out of nowhere.
They've been there.
And who's going that close? But they still need somebody to help them see in the dark. That's amazing to me.
That actually is amazing. I didn't know that piece, Brandon. But the idea to keep the light on in a lighthouse in a world where a lot of ships now, they use technology to help avoid rocks and know when the coast, map the coastline for them. And the idea of having a lighthouse that people use in the 1800s and 1900s that says, hey, you're getting too close, and, you know, let you know when the coast is. That's actually pretty cool. But it's still in the bag.
Right. It's crazy.
That's right. And some of those, while they were there to help maritime people find their way, especially in the fog, in the dark, whatever. Today, what they are doing is they are now becoming historical markers.
Absolutely.
And so people who travel, there are people that will go along into New England and specifically go on tours of some of the old lighthouses. We moved here from the Florida Keys, and there's a lighthouse off the coast of the Florida Keys called Alligator Point. And the lighthouse was there for decades and decades. The light finally burned out and nobody really knew why, and it was gone for like 2 or 3 years. The people in Monroe County, Florida, because the government said, we don't need the lighthouse, just leave it there until it falls into the ocean.
Right, right.
The people didn't stand for that. They had a fundraiser. They raised $500,000 to go out there and to rewire and reconnect the light. Uh-huh. And so now it's at the people's, you know, help. It's now illuminated again to help people that are coming and going at night.
Wow.
Especially those that are coming from Cuba.
See, God, I keep telling you, there's reasons there are certain things are still in a bag. We call them old-fashioned. We say, wait, we don't need that anymore. Society has moved on from that. But if you dig a little deeper, there are reasons certain things are still in the bag. Guys, I'm going to play two more pieces from some affiliate sponsors. When I come back, guys, this talk is getting real good. I told you it would be. By Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There you go, guys. So please use the special links to visit our sponsors. It's football season, guys. It's baseball. I know you were talking earlier baseball with us, Brandon. There you go, guys. Get your official jerseys. And I know you like soccer already, Brandon. Oh, yeah. So I already know. Guys, get your favorite jerseys. Guys, we're talking today. I'm joined by Stuart Sachs and Brandon Olvera of Trash Talk. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. Today's topic, guys, is what's in the bag? And we're talking about things that we as a society depended on, and that now we're surprised to find out that in this world of technology, it is still important today. We brought up some great topics like customer service, a lighthouse. Guys, I got one. I'm going to drop at you.
What we got?
Everything's online, right? Everything's internet, your phone, everything. Here's one I'm surprised at to find it still around. Newspapers and magazines.
Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised that it's still in the bag, that there are still newspapers that are very relevant. There's still magazines that are very relevant. There are publications. People still subscribe to these publications. And I'm surprised it is still in the bag.
I was surprised to learn at where I work that we have a small, very small, not like it used to be back in the day, section for magazines.
Wow.
I said, they're like, you know, somebody asked me the other day, this girl, and she worked for whatever company that stocks the magazines. And she came in and she's like, she was cutting through. I thought she was looking for a bottle of wine. I'm ready to make a sale. Like, let's go. And she's like, do you know where the magazines are? And I like looked there and said, what are you talking about? What?
What magazine?
And she's like, yeah, magazines here. I got to stock them. And I'm like, nobody's buying that crap. Like, nobody. Like, what? You're at the wrong store. And no, I was wrong. I've been there over a year and I didn't even know. But it blows my mind. I saw somebody posted online. They're like, the latest issue of Rolling Stone. And I'm like, I thought that was all online now.
All online now.
And what's Rolling Stone doing anyway? What are they talking about, you know? But, like, because they don't even cover music anymore. It's like MTV. They don't even show videos, you know? And
right.
It shocked me, though. I'm shocked. And I think the newspaper shocked me, too, because after everything that's gone on, and we know that the media just, whatever, this is not a political thing. We just know what channel's going to say what narrative, whatever, regardless. Why would you pay for a newspaper to not give you real information? Like, I'm so blown away by that.
It's still in the bag, man.
You know, and I think there's an extension of that too, and that is libraries.
Oh,
that,
man.
You know,
I love a library, though.
There still are libraries, and when you go into one, it's still amazing how many people want to sit in the atmosphere of a library to research, to study, to work, just to go and read a book. At a time when virtually everything can be on an iPad or on your phone.
Well, look at our library here in Frisco. Massive. I mean, there's a T-Rex inside of it, you know?
Wow.
And look at the activities that they have there. Yes, they've got books, but look at what they've done. They've created on every level from like, hey, I'm serious, I'm in school, I got to do a research paper, to Luke and I can go and have a reading corner. And there's all these little pillows and couches and,
correct.
An area to eat. Like, they've created that environment. And some of the books you're not going to find on your Kindle, you're not going to find on Amazon. Right. So you got to go there. But they have done a remarkable job of making libraries a place to go. And that is impressive in this day and age.
And also what they've done in this library is they have put in, I think there's something like about 30 meeting rooms, anything from maybe for 3 or 4 people up to maybe 20. So you can just go in and sign up from week to week if you want your group to go and work together. So it might be a business group, it might be a social group,
correct?
Whatever. Correct. You can use the library to meet and sit down in a private room and have your discussion. They have, you know, the whiteboards and all for you to use. They've got, you know, they're all outfitted for presentations. You know, the library is where we all grew up, and when we went to college, you spent time in the library because it was a quiet place to concentrate and all. And today, it's still being used, but it's being used for so many more things like that. And, you know, you mentioned the newspapers. Probably the one newspaper that will always exist is the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. It's because it's a business-oriented newspaper. And also it is a focused newspaper, and there are people, whether they're commuters in the major cities, get on a train, open up that newspaper and read it while you're going to work.
Absolutely.
And it's become a vehicle. Or how many times have you checked out at the grocery store and they've got the National Enquirer and they've got a couple of
that's not a newspaper.
No, but it's still a paper form of information.
It's still a publication that's being
like the magazines. You know that you see People Magazine right at the checkout because it's an impulse item, and people while they're waiting to check out pick up a magazine.
I can tell you, the last time I've bought several magazines over the last 10 years, but it's usually a special one. Like when Prince died, they put out this big. you know, mm-hmm. Bowie died, and I bought it because I'm
right,
that
right,
guy.
Right.
But, you know, and or if the Rangers win the World Series, there will be a World Series type magazine.
Like Sports Illustrated will have the Absolutely. Rangers story. They'll show their right. entire season, yeah. you know, in pictures and, you know, everything. They have the whole layout and the whole spread.
And that's so cool. I get that, you know.
But it's just, yeah. to me, I knew back in the day when I was coming up, I remember the paper boy throwing paper, the daily paper. That's how people got their news, either from the 6 o'clock news, from the newspaper. And I'm surprised to find that these publications are still in the bag. As much as technology we have and we're beginning to depend on more and more, I'm surprised that these things are still there. I mean, even things like different values. We're talking about keeping your word,
yeah.
values like that, honesty, things like that, or things like when you go to, the Boy Scouts, the thing you learn in the Boy Scout, those values they teach you there, the values your parents teach you. It's hard to believe that those things are still in the bag and they're still just as important. You know, be honest, keep your word. You know, don't treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Those core values, they're still in the bag, guys. And even though we have, you know, social media is the one of the biggest influences we have. One of the biggest influences we have is social media. And social media can show you anything you want. Anything you want to see, social media.
Real or fake. It doesn't.
Real or fake. And you can't. And here's the thing. You can't determine right. which is which now.
You can't. No, you can't.
And it's hard to, you know, it's hard to believe that it's in the bag.
You know, and we talked about shopping in small mom-and-pop operations for you know, your retail goods. It's the same thing with the small town newspapers.
Yeah.
They are still surviving because the people that live in these suburban communities or these you know, more rural areas, there's no information for them to see in a big
Correct.
City newspaper.
So Correct.
They have to rely on that new local paper and everything to get what's happening in their community. And don't kid yourself. There's still a lot of people that have subscriptions to newspapers because mom every Thursday opens up that paper and cuts out the coupons.
Ain't nobody
to
cut
go
out
to the grocery store.
Man, yes, there are. Stuart, he doesn't know. There are people. I know people today, Brandon, that made a business out of cutting coupons.
Coupons are great. I'm not putting coupons down. Trust me, I love them. But a lot of stores nowadays, you come in, you can grab the coupon right at the store. You ain't got to wait.
Well, that's true.
You ain't got to wait for the newspaper to clip. And because I can tell you right now, I'm working it daily. I ain't seen nobody bringing like
a bag.
They ain't bringing a bag, a little filing thing, pulling out the coupons. They got them there. You know, they are doing it. They are putting it on your mobile. They are giving you your digi coupon. They are putting that in the store. Grab the ticket. I don't
but
know, man.
If they're over 60, they're probably still carrying the paper cut out.
They got a Rolodex, and they're still looking for Kmart. Where Kmart go?
Guys, I mentioned guys something, right? All right. So everybody that's listening right now, there's somebody right now who's driving. There's someone right now in Egypt that's listening to this show. I kid you not. Someone in Egypt.
I don't know how. Being heard in Egypt. I think I'm not even allowed to talk about Egypt. So.
Well, spell it out. There's places all around the world that's listening to TMG. And right now, you guys' voice is being heard on the show. But I know that they could also hear you guys' voice on Trash Talk.
Yeah.
Tell them, where can they hear Trash Talk? What time do you guys' show come on? Let the audience know, where can they hear your show, guys?
Look, we are every Tuesday, 8 a.m., but we are everywhere. Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube. I mean, everywhere. Anywhere that a podcast can be heard or watched. And the great thing about it is on Spotify, you can listen or you can see our beautiful faces. It shows both. And every Tuesday, 8 a.m., we are there. You know, and it's the great thing is, I mean, there are some shows that go 35, 40 minutes. But typically, we're in that nice 22-minute mark, you know. We like to cut it out, get to the point, talk about it, boom, We know your time's important. We know that what you choose to listen to, there's so many choices out there, and how you spend your entertainment, your relaxation is critical. We want to keep that in that bag. We want to sit there and hone that little window. And every Tuesday at 8 a.m., you can check out Stuart and I on Trash Talk.
Awesome.
Yep. I mean, we aren't heard in as many countries as Tell Me Something Good.
That's my fault.
Yeah, and that I was going to say, because that's Brandon's fault.
It is fault.
He's gotten our show thrown out of countries.
Look, I got the emails. I showed Stuart. I said, Stuart, I got this email. We're not here anymore. They just said our show will not be played in here.
Right. Yeah. So, for instance, in Portugal, you can listen to Tell Me Something Good, but You won't hear Trash Talk. We're on the outs with them for some reason right now. And Guatemala, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Good grief, God. All right, each of you also have your individual shows as well. Brandon, you do Life of an Average Joe podcast.
Yeah.
And Stuart, you and Laura, your wife, has a show, but you also do another one, Someone You Should Know.
Tell Me Something Good. Yeah, Someone You Should Know. That's it. And just like what you do, Travis, my show launches every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And it's a one-on-one conversation with people showcasing their careers, their hobbies, their passions. And it can be something very serious. Or most of the time, I try to seek out those people that just really have a cool backstory. And then my wife and I also do a show every Thursday at 1 o'clock. It launches, and our last name is Sachs, S-A-X. So the show is Opposite Saxes, and we share conversations. Sometimes we agree, and many times we have a different point of view about the topic that we pick. But the beauty is what Brandon talked about is, even though these shows launch at a certain time on a certain day each week, and I'll go to Spotify, go to YouTube, go to any one of the platforms that's out there, and I'll, at your convenience, when you're sitting back on your phone, your tablet, your computer, and drop in. And important thing is, let us know what you think. And if you got ideas or you want to join us on the show, hey, just throw it out there. We'll take care of you.
I don't know about that. Maybe Stuart will, but I don't know if I want you on the show. But I mean,
yeah. What can we hear? Life of an Average Joe.
Stickers. It's a sticker, baby. Life of an Average Joe podcast, man. That is every Wednesday. I drop a new episode every Wednesday. You can listen to that again on all, you guys listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, I don't have to go down the laundry list, but it's there. And you can always go to lifeofanaverageshowpodcast.com, check that out. But it is everywhere. And I just talk about really everything, my life. It's I have guests on, not as much, but I do like to mix it up and bring some guests on. For the most part, I do it by myself. And that's probably because of when I record. The timing of it. I might record at 2 a.m. and knock out 5 shows, and then just keep going. But I talk about everything. I talk about things I've gone through, in my life, where I'm at now, from fatherhood to stories that I probably shouldn't be alive now, but things that I've experienced, jumping out of an airplane, running a nightclub. This whole past month of October, it was all spooky stuff because it's my favorite time of year.
We know. Stuart, don't we know?
And that's another aspect of Brandon that's really cool is that he has been a writer and a critic for years and years, and he likes to review movies.
He does.
A lot of his podcasts and everything talk about, the good, the bad, the in and outs of some of the movies. Talks about the actors and the directors and the scenes. And what's good and what's bad about them. And it's really cool because it's a fresh perspective of that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sometimes guys don't. Now he will also let you know if there's going to be spoilers. So he'll like, "Hey guys, spoiler alert." And I'm like, "Oh, let me skip it. Let me skip. Yes. Try watch it." Oh, Brandon, the new season of Invincible is coming out.
Okay. Yes.
The new season is November the 7th.
I haven't even caught up on the last season yet.
Oh my.
I'm about to though. I needed to get through October. I had a big October to get through and so I'm
Invincible.
I'm excited.
You gotta watch
I'm excited.
I'm not gonna tell you anything about it.
I'll probably talk about that. But no. Yeah, October was big, man. I mean I
know
capped off about 45 movies in the month, I think. All horror movies. So I'll be excited to watch something else. It's fun. Life of an Average Joe has been fun. I met a lot of great people. Obviously I'm talking to them right now. But I've met some really great people, because of that podcast and been on a lot of podcasts because of it. And it's been fun to talk about. I always think I'm going to run out of ideas.
No, you won't.
You know, because I am only 44. And I look back at all the things that I've done, and I've done a lot, and I'm like, man, eventually I'm not going to have a story. But that's just never true. You always have something when you're growing in life. Like you just have something. And I just recorded an episode that hasn't dropped yet, but it's dropping soon. And it's really for the men out there, but the women, by all means, we love you. You can listen. It's really just talking about, you know, men and what we deal with without people knowing what we deal with.
It's
the struggles and fears. And I just think that it's time to talk about it. So
sounds like I'm going to have a brand new favorite Life of Average Joe podcast episode.
I think it came out good. You know, I think when you hit those moments, and I mean, not to say that all you guys know, you're yourself on the show always. You're not being anybody else. But sometimes you have those moments that you really hit yourself. Like this was one of those moments. So this was one of those. I felt it at the end. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those great guys. Guys, listen, I have, I know everybody that's been listening, you've been enjoying the show with Brandon and Stuart. Guys, I'm so glad that they were here tonight with us and joining in on TMG. Tell Me Something Good, the podcast. Guys, before we get out of here, I always say this. Stuart, what's something that you would say right now to someone who says, I found this in my bag, and something that could encourage somebody who thought something was old-fashioned, or maybe an old-fashioned idea or value, but still working. What's something that you could say right now, Stuart, that might encourage somebody to keep doing something that's positive for them?
What's in the bag? Twinkies.
they never get old, bro. Never get old. Never.
They were in the bag 60 years ago, and they're still in the bag.
Yes. I'm with you. I will do Twinkies. I'm sorry, Brandon. I'm with Stuart on that one.
You know, I'm sorry. It's just cupcakes and little chibi and all of that. You know, still there.
So Stuart said,
thank goodness. Where is that bag?
Where's that bag? Brandon,
where's the bag?
What would you say? I need two of those bags.
What would I say that's in the bag that they need to, that's something that's positive in their life? What would I give them? Man, I would tell you right now, look, listen to those inner voice that's in there that your parents have said. Your gut's going to tell you something. Your voice is, and we've all ignored it, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's in the bag for a reason, and it won't let you down. You might make mistakes, but it is telling you what you need to know. And the thing is, most of the time, we already know it. We already know it.
Yeah.
So just find yourself away from that noise and the clutter of the busy day life of work, of social media, and just listen, because that little voice,
follow the path.
That's the strongest voice you could hear right now.
Yeah.
Oh God.
How about you, Travis? Great.
What would I
say?
What's in my bag? are the values that sometimes the world tells you you no longer need.
Yeah.
The values of self-worth. Sometimes we have what's called imposter syndrome, and it's okay to admire what someone else has done, but it does not mean you have to become that individual. Become your own person, become your own individual, and realize you are just as important being yourself as you are trying to emulate someone else.
Yeah.
That's what be in my bag. And if I don't do this, they say something to me. I promise you, if I don't, someone will say this. So it's about that time, and it's always, it's been giving huge thanks to my very special guests, Brandon Novera and Stuart Sachs of Trash Talk. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. Guys, you know how we do this. You can listen to the show, guys, on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and so many more. Or you can follow us, or guys, on a YouTube page that's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And guys, when we get out of here, it's always in party. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here.
Good.
I got to go. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.